Coming up on Journey Inside My Mind 10, we're going to interview... Hey, we're going to interview my wife, Jenny, and listen to some great pod safe music.
Okay, man, start it up.
Let's get it started in here.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Journey Inside My Mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Journey inside my mind.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey inside my mind.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey inside my mind.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
This is Journey Inside My Mind. I'm Dan Johnson. Reach us on the web at journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com. Send me an email, danimal0416@gmail.com. Tonight, for episode 10 of this podcast, I'm going to interview my wife, Jenny, who has decided that she would like to be a part of my podcast, and I'm thoroughly enjoying that, too. Jenny and I, Jenny spelled with J-E-N-N-I-E, by the way, and she and I, we've been married for 10 years this past June, and we've been learning some things in our marriage just about getting more real and open and honest with each other. Excuse me, I need to mention that we're going to hear another song by... a replay of a song by James Lilley called Que Sarad Sarad momentarily. And then we're going to hear a song by K-Centric called Woohoo. And I just noticed here that we're going to get started with that Que Sarad Sarad here very shortly. And then we'll come back with my wife, Jenny, on Journey Inside My Mind. Marks on Journey Inside My Mind, again, playing his song, Que Sera Sera. You can find more about James Lelix at www.lelix, that's LILEKS.com. And you're listening to Journey Inside My Mind. Tonight we're interviewing my wife, Jenny. One of the things that I didn't mention before we had the song was that Jenny and I, we're an interracial couple. I'm what you would call Caucasian, and Jenny is African-American, and so I'm sure that probably may have a little bit to bear on what she has to talk about, but without further ado, let's go ahead and introduce Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Dan. How are you tonight?
Oh, doing great. It is after 1 o'clock on early Sunday morning, so just wanted to make our listeners aware of actually when this is being recorded. You could be listening to this whenever, but that's one of the nice things about podcasting. Jenny, what was it that you'd like to talk to us tonight about?
Well, I've been reading a book about Becoming Real by Gail Saltz, MD. And one of the things that she talked about is just how we have stories. Stories does not make us real. How she defined what real is. Being real is experiencing life gifts to the fullest. Or it means also being authentic, strong, rooted. It also means that it, along with the pains of loss, we get to experience the joys of closeness, connection, and intimacy.
I see. And that's been really good for you and I, because we've been going through this dynamic marriage class through church, and we've been talking, learning a lot more, listening to each other a lot more, and we're talking to each other a lot more, learning about being more open and honest.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I've learned from the class that we're learning, or at least this last
session
we had, is about honesty and openness, and that we had to think about, like, the Bible talks about how the Garden of Eden, how it that Adam and Eve had he made the it open to everything to them, and
God had made everything available to Adam and Eve,
exactly, and so that they experience it to the fullest, and then the devil had told her to, you know, Eve to take this fruit, you know, this apple, and
yeah.
And so, she was deceived, and then that caused her to listen to the lies. And so I was thinking that our marriage is just like, or being open in our marriage is just like the Garden of Eden, and, you know, the way we're open to each other, talking to one another about how we're feeling. Be real, you know, it helps us to continue to experience the benefits and the fullness that, like, God had wanted.
Bring up a really interesting point, because at the very beginning, when Adam and Eve were there, they didn't have any clothes, they didn't know they were naked, they didn't care, and they were very, I mean, just as they were physically, that was also how they were emotionally. There was no sin, there was nothing, it was just keeping them from being real and honest with each other, and that definitely helped out with their relationship, of course.
I agree. And I also think that some of the things I was also learning about just my heritage, and realize that, you know, that not just that I'm African American, but also that my as I have, my dad was Dutch, and so
growing up, learning, you know, like, I mean, I know everybody goes through their own insecurities and trying to be somebody that's sometimes often trying to be somebody who they're not, or just trying to get a good understanding of self-image, and it sounds like this book that you're reading is being very helpful to you.
Yeah, it has, and I feel like it's helped me to build more strength and stamina and courage and the power and freedom.
What's the title of the book again?
It's called Becoming Real by Gail Saltz, S A
like that's going to be a very helpful thing for anybody. And really enjoyed having you here. I'll tell you what we're going to do now is we're going to play this song by a fella who goes by the handle or name K-Centric, and it's a song called Woohoo. Podsafe jazz music on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. We'll be back to finish up with Jenny and close out the show here. If you want to reach us on the web, head over to Journey Inside My Mind, one word, .blogspot.com. While you're there, you can leave a comment. We call them guideposts. Or you can send me an email, danimal0416@gmail.com. We'll be back after this music with more Journey Inside My Mind. That was K-Centric with his song Woohoo, Podsafe Jazz Music on the Podsafe Music Network. Here, you're listening to Journey Inside My Mind. I'm Dan Johnson. Reach us on the web, journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com. Send me an email, danimal0416@gmail.com. We've been talking with my lovely wife, Jenny, of 10 years, and she was sharing something that she's been reading from this book called Becoming Real by Gail Saltz. And She saw. How did you see? How did you find out about the author again?
I saw her on Oprah Winfrey show, and she was discussing. She had a few guests on there, and then they had these different stories, and there's one that stood out to me that they had weight issues with their weight, and they had these stories behind it that helped cause them to gain the weight they had, and this. Gail Saltz had an MD, and she had helped them to deal with their stories and how to defeat it. And it stuck out to me because I have to, I'm trying to defeat my story and of my weight, and as well as other stories that we can put up, whether it's personalities, abilities, families, or strengths or weaknesses. There's stories behind there that cause us to prevent us from being real, and so the book goes through to how to defeat those things, and what helps stays keep you focused is understanding the definition of being real.
Well, Jenny, I really appreciate you coming on to the show tonight and sharing all of that with us. I'm sure anybody who's here listening to this and is interested in going, they can get a copy of the book and read it for themselves, and hopefully be encouraged to make the similar changes just as you're making, just as we're making. That about wraps up the show for episode 10. We got that into the bag, and it is only about 23 minutes after the time that we're supposed to get this done. This is Dan Johnson saying, make it a great day.